Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing you news and other features of interest to the English-speaking Jewish community in Spain and abroad. Our trivia question for this week is, how long has Chabad been in Madrid? The answer later in the program. This week, as part of our series on Jewish organizations in Spain, we're happy to have as our guests Rabbi Yitzchak and Mrs. Shifra Goldstein of Chabad. Thank you so much for coming to us on this sweltering day.
It's our pleasure.
Well, first, since some of our listeners may not be familiar with it, I was wondering if you could explain a little bit about Chabad in general, what it is, what it does.
All right. As an introduction, I would like to say, number one, that together with Chabad, we use also the name Lubavitch, which is well-known and widespread throughout the world, and particularly in America. People are familiar with the Chabad houses and the Lubavitch movement, which is the same same organization. The Chabad movement began some 300 years ago from the Baal Shem Tov, who was the founder of the Hasidic movement back in Russia, when the Baal Shem Tov brought the message of Mashiach, that the world has to be ready for Mashiach to arrive. And Mashiach said to the Baal Shem Tov, when you will spread your teachings of the inner parts of the Torah, when it will reach to the most furthest part of the world, then I will come. And this was the Baal Shem Tov's main motive, is not only to sit and learn in his own circles, but to send his emissaries over the world to teach others and prepare the world for the coming of Mashiach. The Baal Shem Tov had his successor, Rabbi Dovber, the Maggid of Mizritch, who continued in the same path. His successor was the Alter Rebbe, who is also known as Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi, who was the first of the Lubavitch Rebbes. And we are now seven generations after the Alter Rebbe. Each of these generations, the Rebbes in each time, most of them until recently, all in Russia and Poland and different European countries, spread the word of Chasidus, which is the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov of the inner parts of the Torah, throughout everyone in the Jewish nation, whether they're old or young, men and women and children, everyone should learn the Chasidus, which is the mystical parts of the Torah, which is preparing the world for Mashiach. Today we live in the seventh generation of the Alter Rebbe, which is the ninth generation of the Baal Shem Tov. Lubavitch Chabad is literally over the whole world. It seems that the prophecy of Mashiach is really now by its completion. And right now, we believe, after we heard from the Rebbe, Rabbi Schneerson, of our generation, that Mashiach is about to come. And so, we've come to Spain almost 30 years ago to do our part in preparing the world for Mashiach.
So, were you the first people in Spain from Chabad?
We were the first official emissaries to live permanently in Spain, sent by the Lubavitch Rebbe, Rabbi Schneerson.
When you first came, the Jewish community in Spain was much smaller. Is Chabad planning to expand in Spain?
In the eyes of the Lubavitch Rebbe, the number of Jewish people in a community is not the most significant role. The Rebbe sees if there is one and only Jew living in that community, Chabad Lubavitch should be there to attend them. So we are not varied by the numbers. We are, however, concerned about the quality, which is every single Jew.
Uh-huh. What does each of you do?
My role is to reach every single Jew that I could reach in this community, and also bring into the community some Jewish people who may be not yet associated with any Jewish community or any Jewish practices. So if I'm in the airport and I meet a traveling Jew, or if I'm in the street, or if I'm in the bank and I meet a new face, it is my mission and my privilege to make conversation and try to draw towards bringing that Jew a step closer into his own heritage.
And what about you, Shifra?
What do I do?
Yeah, what do you do?
Basically the same, but we have different ways of doing it. For example, by now, I have classes that I give I try to space my classes so that it won't be a burden on people coming. So I make it like once a month. Right now, since three, 4 years ago, we have already a place that's out of our house. Until now, Chabad has been in our house, the Chabad Center. Now we have it out of our house on the corner of the street of the shul, and that's where I have my classes. And also, since a year or two ago, we started a library, a lending library, and we sell books, which is very useful for the community, especially the library part, for people to be able to access books when they are interested in more information. Also, we have a little booklet, a revista, that we've been doing since the first year that we came, about the holidays, sending it to children all over Spain. And we have gotten letters from people saying that this is the only piece of Jewish information that they get, and for, por lo menos, you know, for the least that they get out of it is at least to know when the holidays are and what are the basic things that they need to do on the holidays.
Well, then we have something in common, because we've had emails from people in very remote parts of the world saying that Radio Sefarad is their only contact with Judaism, too. So that's
excellent.
Something we have in common.
Excellent.
So who are these classes for?
Well, I make them for the women, mm-hmm. and my husband has classes for men. My husband has more private classes because we are working together with the community. We are not to we try very hard not to do anything that will be stepping on the toes of the community. We work together with them. And then when we do, for example, children's workshops, before Hanukkah we have the candle dipping, and then before Pesach we do the matzah baking. Before Rosh Hashanah we do, my husband bought raw shofars from a matadero, from a place where they...
From the slaughterhouse.
From the slaughterhouse. And the children, you know, with their tongues out, they're shining them up, and they're painting them, and they're making them into a usable shofar. It becomes a kosher shofar. And so these kind of things, we do them in the school, or the school children, or the community children come to the Chabad house. But we only do activities that will not be the same as the activities of the shul. So since the rabbi of the community and others here in the community give public classes, my husband refrains from doing that, not to step on anybody's toes.
Uh-huh. And do you also give classes to children then? Or do you just have these activities during the holidays?
Well, I teach in the Talmud Torah on Sunday mornings, and so that's the classes I give to children in general, but I also have private classes with children.
Uh-huh. Something very interesting that you explained to me before is what the word Chabad means, where it comes from. So could you explain that to our listeners?
The word Chabad is actually a word that's comprised from three Hebrew letters. As I said before, the Baal Shem Tov taught us a deeper dimension of the Torah that has not yet been revealed. Some call it Kabbalah, mysticism, but it's really Chassidus, which means a new way of life which is based on the same Torah and based on the same precepts. So in the internal part of the Torah called the Sod HaTorah, secrets of the Torah, each letter plays an important role. Chabad is a combination of three Hebrew letters, Chet, Bet, and Dalet. Chet is resembling the word Chochmah, which means wisdom. When a person has an idea, first he thinks. He has this thought in his mind, a concept. Then the next word is Beis. That's a Bet for Bino. Bino is the development of this concept. And then finally, Dalet is Da'at, which is the understanding of the concept. When we refer to the spheres, and when we refer to how God made man, mankind, that it says in the Torah that although God has no form or shape, but it does say that Hashem created us in His own image, it's referring to the 10 spheres that God is comprised of, so to say, which is the way He made us also with 10 spheres. So there are the three spheres that are in the mind, and those are the way we think. Then there are 7 that are in the emotions and the heart, which we won't go into right now. Chabad is the first 3. And the Baal Shem Tov taught us that the first thing and the most important thing is to know what you're doing before you do it. So Chabad means first develop it in your mind, and then later go on and work it out throughout the rest of your system. And that's why Chabad also emphasizes to understand to the maximum of our capability about Hashem, about
and
God.
And
what it's true that we Jews are believers, but believing is already higher than understanding. And the Rambam, Maimonides, who was also born in Spain, in Cordova, said that it is our mission is first to understand God to the most that we're able to, and then to go to the higher level, which is belief also, because we will never really understand God fully, but we should make an effort to understand as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. Changing the subject a little bit, I was speaking with Schiffer the other day, and we were talking about the fact that not only are you Jewish, but you look Jewish. This is what Schiffer said. And I'm going to ask you the question that I've been asking all the people I've been interviewing who've been living here for some time. Have you ever had any problems with anti-Semitism in Spain?
Well, since this isn't television, so you can't see what we look like, but my husband has a big black yarmulke on his head, short hair, a scraggly beard that's turning gray. And the tzitzis, prominently displayed on the side of out of his shirt. So you can see that we look very, very Jewish. I have a wig on my head, and when we walk...
A nice one.
When we walk in the streets, the most... quote-unquote anti-Semitic thing that we will get is somebody yelling out Judio or Rabino. But that's it. On the contrary, we have many people stopping us and saying, I know that I descend from Moranos or from Jews from long ago, and could you please explain to me blah, 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 whatever it is that they want to know about.
Was this also true when you first came?
Ever since we came.
Uh-huh.
Ever
well,
and my children, my boys always walked around with yarmulkes and tzitzis, and they never had any problem, thank God.
Well, that's good. That's good, because Spain has a reputation for being anti-Semitic. I don't know why, but it does.
That might be in the media level, but to the one-to-one person in the street, people respect us, the people admire us, and they do want to associate to a certain degree to see if we could recognize them and we can speak to them, which we don't have enough time for that, but I never found them to be particularly anti-Semitic.
Well, that's great. Do you have any plans for the future? Or are you just planning to...
Continue
with
what
you're
doing.
Yeah.
Well, until we get further notice from the Rebbe, who's the one who brought us to Spain, we know that this is our place. Mm-hmm. But the Rebbe did tell us, and not only to us, but to every Jewish person, and he let the word out to the world, that Mashiach is just about to come now. That means any minute. He may interrupt our conversation right now and announce that he has arrived. This is literally what we believe. The Rebbe is a prophet, and he said these prophecies, so we never think that much further on in the future. We know that today we have to prepare the world a step closer towards the coming of Mashiach.
Well, thank you very much for coming and explaining to our listeners about Chabad, about the Lubavitch. That's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. I'll leave you now with Kroke, which means Krakow, which is a Polish group that specializes in a style somewhere between New Age and Klezmer. This song, Childhood, is from their latest CD called Live at Home. See you next week.